Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're talking about something that's actually pretty significant for anyone living in or considering moving to the Sarasota and Tampa area. David, we've got a new hurricane evacuation flight service coming to both airports. And I have to admit, when I first heard about this, I was like, wait, how is this not already a thing? Can you break down what's actually happening here?
Yeah, so this is actually a really smart move for the region. What's happening is that both Sarasota Bradenton International and Tampa International are getting set up with dedicated hurricane evacuation flight services. And look, the thing is, when a major hurricane is approaching, people need options, right? They need a way out that's reliable and organized.
Right, exactly. So I'm imagining before this, if people needed to evacuate, they were just trying to book commercial flights like everyone else during a crisis. That sounds chaotic.
Honestly, it was. You'd have thousands of people all trying to get out at the same time, flights getting overbooked, prices going through the roof. Having a dedicated service means there's actually infrastructure in place specifically for these situations. It's organized, it's reliable, and it takes a lot of the stress out of an already stressful situation.
That makes total sense. So when you're talking about dedicated service, what does that actually look like on the ground? Like, how does someone access this if they need to evacuate?
Great question. So the airports are working with evacuation service providers to have aircraft ready and flights scheduled in advance of major storms. People can book through these services, and the flights operate out of both Sarasota Bradenton and Tampa International. It's not just a last-minute scramble anymore. There's actually a system in place. And you know what I think is so cool about that? It gives residents real peace of mind. If you're living here, especially in a home near the coast or in areas that are evacuation zones, knowing you have a reliable way out is huge for your quality of life.
Oh, wow. I love that perspective. Because honestly, when people are thinking about moving to Sarasota or Tampa, and we talk about this a lot on the show, hurricane preparedness is definitely on their minds. This is the kind of infrastructure that actually matters when you're deciding whether to invest in a home here. Speaking of which, have you noticed this affecting how buyers are thinking about the market?
Actually, yes. I mean, people are getting smarter about due diligence. They're asking about evacuation routes. They're thinking about infrastructure like this, and they're looking at neighborhoods with that lens. It's not just about the home itself anymore. It's about the whole ecosystem. And when you have something like a dedicated evacuation flight service, it's one less thing to worry about. Plus, if you look at our market reports and the broader economic picture, Florida is actually the 14th largest economy in the country. We're seeing serious investment in infrastructure across the board.
That's a really good point. So for someone listening who's thinking about buying here, what would you say is the takeaway?
I'd say this: do your homework. Know your evacuation zone, understand the infrastructure available to you, and don't just think about the home. Think about the location and the services around it. And honestly, having options like this dedicated flight service, that's a real asset to the community. It shows that we're taking preparedness seriously. If you're looking at homes in the Sarasota or Tampa area, you're in a region that's actually investing in these kinds of safety measures.
That's really solid advice. You know, we've covered a lot of market trends and economic factors on this show. Everything from snowbird season patterns to luxury home photography and how that impacts sales. But what I appreciate about what you're saying is that it all connects. The infrastructure, the preparedness, the investment in the region, it all adds up to a place that people actually want to live in and invest in. Thanks so much for breaking this down, David. This was really helpful.
Hey, thanks for having me. I think it's important stuff for people to understand, especially if they're considering making a move to Southwest Florida. We're a growing region with real infrastructure, and that matters.
Absolutely. For folks listening who want to dig deeper into the market here, we've got links in the show notes to our recent market reports and buyer's guides for the area. Check those out if you're thinking about making a move. Thanks again, David, and thanks to everyone listening. We'll catch you on the next one.